Tuesday will be the first time a Florida legislative committee will consider allowing domestic partnerships for all couples, gay or straight.
There really is a shift that's happening in Tallahassee.
I think times are changing.
The times, they are changing.
That was Mallory Wells with the advocacy group Equality Florida and domestic partnership bill sponsors, Representative Irv Slosberg and Senator Eleanor Sobel. Sobel, a Hollywood Democrat, has sponsored the domestic partnership bill every year since 2008, but it's never gotten heard in committee until Senate President Don Gates assigned it this year.
And I thank him from the bottom of my heart for hearing this bill, which I believe affects tens of thousands of Floridians who think that this is the right thing to do and the fair thing to do for couples who love each other.
The bill would create a statewide registry of domestic partnerships. It's an option that already exists in places like Tampa and Miami-Dade County. The bill says any privilege or responsibility granted to married people would be granted to domestic partners. But John Stemberger, president of the Florida Family Policy Council, says that's why it violates the state constitution and would never pass the full legislature.
Well, I think it's just deceptive. It should be labeled a gay marriage bill instead of trying to circumvent the will of the people to a backdoor attempt to do something that Florida has already, as a matter of public policy, through direct democracy, the people have said, no, we don't want this.
But one of the bill's House sponsors, Democratic Representative Irv Slosberg from Delray Beach, says registering as domestic partners is not the same thing as getting married. And he says he knows many couples in his Palm Beach County district who want the option.
Sometimes they don't want to be married. Widowed senior citizens, they don't want the ceremonial or religious implications of a marriage, but they're just in a companionship.
Slosberg says he expects the bill to be slated to be heard by a House committee soon, and the Senate Committee on Children, Families, and Elder Affairs, which is chaired by Sobel, will vote on it on Tuesday. Mallory Wells with the gay rights advocacy group Equality Florida says as she's been meeting with lawmakers of both parties, she's seeing a shift in the overall view toward lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues.
Members from both parties are really understanding that equality is a nonpartisan issue, that this is something that we all need to come together to work on. I think that in the last election, we saw overwhelming support for a whole range of LGBT issues.
Wells points to last year's legalization of gay marriage in the states of Washington, Maryland, and Maine, President Obama's public support of gay marriage, and the election of Florida's first openly gay lawmakers, Representatives David Richardson and Joe Saunders. Saunders is sponsoring a bill that would ban employers and landlords from discriminating based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Wells says she's encouraged by the fact that one of Saunders' co-sponsors is Republican Representative Holly Rauschein of Key West.
And I think it's really great that some of the newer elected members are coming together to say this is going to help Florida and it doesn't matter what party you're from.
It's the first time a Republican has introduced a bill banning that kind of discrimination. It's been referred to several committees with no date yet for a hearing. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.